Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Windy tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 37. The Mount Pleasant man facing charges for the death of his half-brother in an alleged drunk driving crash will be allowed to attend Dylan Picard's funeral on Friday. 23-year-old David Parr's attorney requested that his $75,000 bond be reduced to $5,000 and that he be placed on electronic monitoring. According to online court records, the district attorney's office objected to reducing the bond but favored allowing Parr out of jail on a furlough to attend Picard's funeral. Racine Circuit Court Judge Charles Constantine granted the request for a reduced bond, but ordered Parr not to drive and that he must be with a family member if he leaves home for any reason. Parr was driving a car that turned left in front of another vehicle at the intersection of Green Bay Road and 16th Street. The other vehicle struck Parr's car, killing Picard. A preliminary hearing to determine if there's enough evidence to try 45-year-old John Clay for a Racine murder more than 20 years ago has been postponed. The hearing was scheduled for this afternoon but was delayed at the request of Clay's attorney. Clay is accused of the death of Andre McKinstry in August of 1994 inside a Racine tavern. According to court documents, McKinstry was shot several times after the two men exchanged words. Investigators believe the argument involved McKinstry having contact with Clay's girlfriend at the time. The preliminary hearing is now scheduled for November 25th. State Senator Bob Wirch of Kenosha wants the Joint Legislative Council to look at ways of reducing the state's prison population while still maintaining safety.
We lead the nation in black male prison incarceration. We have twice as many people locked up as the national average. And I'm hopeful that we can look at ways to save the taxpayers money and still have a safe state.
Wirch has not offered any specific suggestions. The Joint Legislative Council looks at issues facing the state for possible future legislation. The 2016 City of Racine budget is being recommended for approval by the Common Council's Committee of the Whole, with the issue of sidewalk maintenance shifting to the capital improvement budget getting the most attention, and some last-minute amendments still possible from at least one alderman. Alderman Mike Shields felt all parts of the city should be considered for fixing serious sidewalk problems, not just certain areas, as in the past.
Is the first come, first serve, or if you're going to continue, what would be the districts that you continue and who would be left out? Because if we're borrowing money for the whole city, I think every automatic district should get some of that funding for sidewalks. If it's dispersed through the district, then when we borrow the money and taxpayers paying taxes, they should have some benefit or some relief too.
City Administrator Tom Friedel reminded aldermen the specifics of a sidewalk maintenance program from the DPW commissioner are still to come. Alderman Mike Shields was the lone no vote to recommend the 2016 budget to the full council for a final vote next week. Shields, Smetana, Widener, DeHaan, and Perez voted against the overall CIP budget plan. Alderman Sandy Widener's effort to present possible CIP amendments without first having submitted them for financial consideration was rejected. She can still try when the council prepares to finalize the budget vote next Tuesday. Racine-based S.C. Johnson Chief Executive Officer Fisk Johnson was on the Ellen DeGeneres Show yesterday, where he presented every member of the audience with a $500 Visa gift card as part of the company's partnership with DeGeneres. A post on the show's website says, S.C. Johnson gave my audience $500 to go home for the holidays. Let S.C. Johnson's family bring yours together, too, making life better for the next generation in ways only a family company can, because that's what families do. The show's website also lists an entry form for a chance to win a $500 gift card, and the deadline is tomorrow. Wisconsin's coho salmon have made their way back into key rivers and streams, including the southeast region, to provide the next generation of fish. Here's WRJN's Tom Carco.
With 3 days of spawning at the Root River Steelhead facility in Racine, as well as additional egg collections at the C.D. Buzz Posadney Fish Facility in Kewaunee, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources filled its quota of 1.1 million eggs. A total of 825 fish were spawned, 243 coho. That's a record number on a single day at the Root River site, eclipsing the mark set earlier the same week. The eggs are expected to produce some 400,000 coho for Wisconsin waters. To learn more, go online to dnr.wi.gov and search Fishing Lake Michigan Trout and Salmon. I'm Tom Carco, AM 1400 WRJN News.
The case of the mysterious casket has been solved. The Adams County Sheriff's Department says the owner came forward after all the publicity. It turns out the casket was used in a haunted hayride for Halloween, but it fell out of a boat that was being pulled by a truck. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.